class. As if we hadn't spoken of that before. Here's a new tango for class. What is class? How do we define class? Where'd the word class come from? How do we use class? Do we all have class? Or do we wish we had it? What describes class? And I will tell you. What describes class is the terminology for the University of Healing. What describes class is being untouchable. A person with class, he's untouched by the world about him. He lives in his own world of class. He loves everyone and respects everyone. He sees the best in everyone. And because of that, he doesn't see any problems. And he doesn't experience any problems. A man of class will go through the immigration. He will go through the customs without any problem at all. He'll just walk right on through, and the immigration and customs people will say, "Yes, sir," you know, and don't even care to look at his stuff. I mean, this is a man who has that self-awareness, that self-consciousness, that he is doing everything right, that he's living right, that he's harmonious with everything. You can check everything I have if you wish. You'll find everything in order. He has a certain savoir-faire, that certain class that puts him into a different classification than the average person. The average person says, "Oh, I hope they don't see that little teddy bear that I stuck in there. I hope they don't think that extra $50 that I put on here, or when I bought this or I bought that," you know. With class, you know what the rules are. And you know you're not violating the rules. You don't really have any benefit for violating the rules. A person with class doesn't have to be unkind to another person. He doesn't have to be a thief. He doesn't have to be a person who is discourteous to himself or others. He just stands up beautifully, wonderfully, for whatever it is that he does. Now, a person with class never speaks about another person unkindly. He never judges another person. A person with class only, if you will, judges himself. He always does everything right. He always does everything harmonious, peaceful, joyful. Whenever a person with class walks into the room, the whole room is unaware of him. He just blends and fits in so beautifully because he's not like a sore thumb. He's not like a person, "Here I am, I'm so perfect, I'm so better than all the rest of you," you know. A person of class never does something like that. A person of class always blends. He does not do as everyone does if what everyone does is not proper, but he doesn't stand out improperly doing the proper thing while everyone else is doing the improper thing. They say, "Well, how would he do that? How would he do that?" Because he would not partake in any of the activities that he felt were improper. If some people were having a laughing time over some smutty jokes, he would be there and he'd have a pleasant look on his face and he wouldn't hear a word. And when it came time for him to make a response or retort, he would make a response that was totally harmonious. He'd say, "You certainly have a certain brilliance about you. It's really quite lovely to listen to you." And the person immediately rises to the level that he's expected to rise to. The rest of the group look at him and say, "Hey, it's getting more nice jokes like that, getting more smutty jokes like that." And a person of class says, "You know, you really have some great things in your mind. You know, you're really a brilliant man. Did you consider what Einstein was talking about? Or, you know, did you consider what happened the other day in the Senate? Did you, you know," something that would be of interest to the fellow, because the man of class knows these things. He's tuned in to what people think and what people are. He knows what the raggle-taggle group like, and he knows what the people who think wisely and well are. Being a person of class is not difficult. It merely means you don't judge anybody. Yeah, that's easy enough, isn't it? It merely means you don't desire something that belongs to somebody else. It merely means that you're untouched by what goes on in the world around you. You don't rail out and say, oh, that's so terrible out there, that's so terrible what they're doing in the world. You don't do that. You go out there and do what?
Be yourself and have fun.
And you go out there with solutions. You don't go out there and be part of the problem by saying, yes, that's terrible, yes, that's bad, yes, that's evil. You go out there and say, hey, if we did this, would be the result, which would be a positive result that you want. If somebody says, oh, the sewer is terrible, it's overflowing and so forth. Hey, I wonder where it stopped up. Let's go find out. And you go down and you find out that somebody forgot to open a valve to let the sewer run through so it could drain properly. And look, whew, that's wonderful. You see, a person with class is a person with solutions. Is a person who, instead of looking at the problem and bemoaning the problem and belittling the problem and thinking the people are not caring about the problem, just say, hey, this is a possible solution, let's try that. And everybody worships a guy, but they don't know they're worshiping him. They don't know that they appreciate what he's doing. They don't know that they think that he's a very high-class person. They don't know that, because he does it so subtly. He does it without asking for fanfare, without asking for praise and accolades for himself. He does it just as a matter of fact. Hey, have you considered that? And you say, no, let's take a look at that. Now, that's what's going to work, and that's what's the solution to your problem. Get something up in your head. Come on, wake up, wake up. Be brilliant. What's the matter with you? Don't you know anything, you stupid people? He'd never say that. He would make the people look good when he finished with being himself. A person with class never puts another person down. Never belittles another person. Never makes another person feel even worse when they do something stupid. A person with class would say, yeah, that happens sometimes, but we forget it and go on. You know? And you don't deny that the person did something stupid. You don't deny that it was something that was not necessarily beneficial. But you don't pound upon it. You just say, hey, could happen to anybody. But once it happens to you, then you remember that and you don't let it happen again. See, a person with class always wants to make the other person feel good, because that's the kind of people he has in his world, people who feel good. Now, what's another thing a person with class does? He's non-judgmental, he's untouched. What would you think would be another one that he would do?
Unconditional love.
Ooh, well, that's coming a little along there, but there's another one in between there. What do you think a person with class is?
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline. These are our phrases. Self-confidence is good too. But self-disciplined. A person with class is self-disciplined. He doesn't need his butler to put out his clothing or his valet to put out his clothing for him. That he has it done all the time. But if the valet wasn't there, he could go to his closet and he would pick the right things. Because he is the one who instructed his valet what to put out. He is the one who instructed his wife or family what sort of things he wants to wear. He is the one who would dress sartorially marvelous. He is the one who would be the man who has good taste, who has class. Now, do you have class? When you dress, do you wear clothing that is suitable for whatever task you're doing? Do you have class? When you go to town, do you wear the same thing that you wear when you're running around on the ranch? No. You wear something suitable for a town. Now, what do you think is suitable for town? Do you think that some bright object of clothing is suitable for town? Well, if you're going to go to the beach or you're going to play around, yes. If you're going to go shopping, yeah, people wear bright things too, you know. People wear clothing that one would normally wear to go shopping. But hey, that's their business. Have you ever seen some of these ladies with these tight short pants on, with their giant derriere, and they look like they were poured into it, you know? And really, they need to have what you call these
loose.
Yes, but there's another word for it too.
Girdles.
That too, that would help, yeah. No, well, what is it, the muumuu? You wear a muumuu type dress.
No.
No, I'm just saying to cover it. You wear a muumuu. You wear something that just drapes down, that doesn't follow the curves of your body, which are not to be followed. some people... Well, it's a muumuu. It is a straight down dress, you understand.
Yeah,
I mean, John understands it, and he's not even a girl. You girls should understand it, and you are girls. Yeah. Have you ever worn a muumuu?
Yeah.
You haven't ever worn a muumuu? It's a dress that goes straight down. It's like a dressing gown.
What's your blue dress?
Yeah, it's like the things that Sylvia likes so much. Sylvia likes these formless dresses, and because they just, you can wear them for any purpose in any way, you know. But now, with her new figure that she's modeling for herself, she can wear all sorts of interesting things, blouses that snuggle around her body and things like that. So, again, a person of the class dresses not necessarily to compliment themselves, but to compliment the society they're going into. If you're going to the beach, you wear your swimming suit. If you're going to a party, you wear a suitable gown or a suit for that. If you're going to go play tennis, you wear something suitable for that. And what are some of the girls wearing as they play tennis? Do they wear tennis shorts or do they wear tennis skirts?
Both.
Either or. When would you wear a skirt, a tennis skirt?
When my shorts are dirty.
I wouldn't call that a lack of class, but I would say that it certainly was not classy. Okay. Self-discipline. The person who has class has self-discipline. And last, the person who has class is unconditionally loving. The person who has class makes no judgment about anybody else, sees everybody beautiful, loves the dog as much as his mother, and loves the bum on the street as much as his brother. It doesn't matter to a person of class. He is unconditionally loving. He doesn't say, "You are my friend and you are just an acquaintance." He says, "Everyone I love equally. I have no friends, I have no acquaintances. Everyone in my world I love unconditionally." You mean some bad person or some good person, you love them the same? Yes. I don't judge. And when you don't judge, how could you ever have any determination who is bad and good? And how would you have any determination who is right and wrong? But the next time you think about class, think about the things that we teach and think how well they fit in the definition of a person who has class. and let that person be you. I love you.